This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts General Hospital was founded in 1811, which makes this year the hospital's bicentennial. And this week, the hospital is opening the newest building on its ever-expanding campus, the Lunder Building, with 14 floors of additional beds and high-tech operating rooms. Those two milestones give a glimpse of how medicine has evolved in Massachusetts. So we toured Mass General with Dr. John Herman, the Associate Chief of Psychiatry and a big hospital history buff. We started in the Bullfinch Building, which houses Mass General's original operating room, now called the Ether Dome, because of a medical breakthrough there in 1846. Right now, we're looking at a fairly dramatic picture. It's called Ether Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of blood. Man upright, his neck being cut open. Tell us what we're looking at.
A Boston dentist had developed the use of ether for himself in a dental procedure. One of the MGH physicians had witnessed it and said, "Why don't you come and show us here?" There was great skepticism because there had been other demonstrations of efforts to make a patient insensitive to pain, which had failed.
And the key thing in this picture is that bulb of ether that the patient's inhaling.
We're seeing the dentist holding the globe where he has a sponge which helps make the ether vapor, and that's the tipping point, where they are realizing at that point there is discovery.
So this, in a way, represents the beginning of medicine, the beginning of modern medicine. What can you show us in the hospital that gets us to modern-day medicine to show how far we've come?
Neuroimaging comes to mind as something which has been breakthrough, yeah, particularly in my field, which is psychiatry and neuroscience. Let's walk. Just like x-rays allowed orthopods to see bones and EKGs allowed cardiologists to see how the heart was beating or not, finally, we have the ability to watch a brain while it's working in real, live time. And if there is anything that is state-of-the-art, it's functional neuroimaging of the living, feeling, thinking brain. We're now in the control room of a 3 Tesla magnet functional neuroimaging device. We are looking through a large window with a patient who's actually undergoing a scan at this moment.
What is the sound itself?
Each one of those represents a data point which can be recombined to form an image. And when we're looking at brains in real time, we have been able to discover and uncover enormous mysteries about how the brain works in what we call the default state when we think nothing's going on. One of the research projects is looking at that area of the brain responsible for triggering craving in addicts. This is where the excitement begins to build. We are able to teach the patient to reduce the active signal of the craving to reduce addiction and all of the consequences.
We just walked into the Mass General Emergency Department.
The emergency room is divided into a number of different areas, much less acute and then some much more acute, and we're going to go through that which is closest to the entrance. This is the highest tech, most trauma ready, so the most serious trauma cases would come here. You see probably 15 or 20 people concentrated in an area of less than 100 square feet, all looking at computer monitors hooked up to laboratories, EKG machines, and also staffed ready for whatever crisis might come.
Is it true that this used to be called the accident room?
That's right, and accidents would be the reason people would come. That still is a major reason, but they used to come on the back of wheel carts or in boats. Now they can sometimes come by helicopter.
Where did people go before Mass General was here for medical care?
They would stay home.
You mean no matter what was going on, they're having a heart attack, they're suffering from cancer, they broke a leg, you stay home?
What option might there be?
There really wasn't.
There were no other options. The best predictor of good health in those days was good luck.
Or money to pay for a doctor to come to you?
Well, if a doctor knew what to do, and those were few and far between.
A far cry from the many medical choices you have today in Boston. Dr. John Herman is Associate Chief of Psychiatry at Mass General, which is the third oldest hospital in the country and which is celebrating its bicentennial this year.